And we'll lead you off the bat, Brett. Conditions maybe not ideal with the absence of T.J. Oshie, but to get Devontae Smith-Pelly back, where could that impact be felt? And how much are you looking forward to having him back in the lineup tonight?
Yeah, I think he's proven he can be a big difference maker this time of the year. And we're going to be without Oshie for a while now. So, we just need to find a way to get past these guys and then regroup. And hopefully we can play our best games here in the next two. He's got to focus one game at a time, but he can definitely bring a lot to the table, and he's proven that he can do it, and I think he's excited. He's obviously didn't want to be down there, but he's excited, and it's like he never left out there. He's chirping guys and having fun, and so we're excited to have him.
I was going to say, what was that like either yesterday or today when you first saw him or exchanged text messages with him? I imagine happy to welcome him back, but what was that like to see him? Maybe something I don't know if he knew that this opportunity would come again.
Yeah, I think he played well down there, and he had a good attitude. It's not an easy situation for anyone, and you talk to all the guys that are down there, and they all say that he was very, very positive and was helping everyone out, and didn't complain, just went down there and went to work, and hoping for an opportunity again, and he's obviously going to get one here, and he's got the capability of moving up and down the lineup on our team, and he's gonna bring a lot to the table tonight. I think we missed him with his presence, his forechecking, and his penalty killing, his blocking shot, so he's excited. We're excited. We can't wait to get going.
And he's one piece, but collectively it'll take a committee maybe to help fill the void for T.J. Oshie. How much can you draw on last spring when, thinking back to the Pittsburgh series, no Backstrom, no Burakovsky, Tom Wilson was out a few games with suspension, and you were able to prevail? You guys have handled this before in snippets.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that need to elevate their game. Regardless of if he got injured or not, there's still guys, including myself, who would like to play a little better and chip in a little more, obviously. Close isn't good enough this time of the year. You gotta find ways to chip in offensively, and you just gotta find a way at this time of the year. So we're looking to do that here tonight. Tonight's obviously a huge game. It really is going to swing momentum either way. There's no question. So both teams will be ready. Just got to have guys step up at big moments, and hopefully we can come out on top.
And we'll leave you with this. What goes into creating more offensive opportunities and maybe, again, getting out of the defensive zone cleaner, but what goes into giving Carolina maybe a taste of their own medicine, what they've been so successful at games 3 and 4?
I think we did a better job, honestly, of getting chances in game 4. I think obviously game 3 was a write-off for the whole team, and we had chances, just couldn't convert, and made a couple mistakes that cost us goals. But just got to stick with it. It's crazy momentum swings in playoffs. You got to stay even keel and try and step up in a big moment. But like I said, it's 2-2 now, and you got to make it count at this time of the year, else you're not going to be successful. So hopefully we can have some guys step up, other than O and Nikki and our big boys. We need some depth scoring and some guys to step up that are not those names that I mentioned.